Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Ty Chandler, the running back. The fake.
Good morning, everybody.
It's
not a great morning for 49er fans.
Man.
That was Kevin Harlan, CBS. That was the touchdown that made it 20-7. 20-7.
It should have been 27-7, but Fred Warner, Superman, caused a fumble on Aaron Jones going into the end zone. Go ahead, partner. You just start it, man, because this is why we love sports, right, in the NFL. Who had this?
It's the NFL. A lot of crazy stuff can happen.
Right.
Vikings seem to own the 49ers
shout
in Minnesota.
Out to Flores, right. 1992, so, the Niners have not won in that building.
Yeah, they didn't play well enough. And it could have been worse. That's the way I look at it.
Wow.
You had a special teams botch with the block punt. That led to a score. You essentially had two interceptions by Purdy. One was called a fumble, but... what does it really matter? You give up a 98-yard touchdown pass. That can't happen. You can't convert on third or fourth down. That can't happen. And it was just a game that it ends 23-17, but I think if you're a 49er fan, you know that it really wasn't that close. Minnesota took care of you yesterday.
Yeah, and we got the news when we left you Friday, when I left you all on the crossover, the Niners were talking about putting McCaffrey on IR. He's officially on IR. But what was the theme of the week after dominating the Jets was they don't need McCaffrey. Give a bouquet of roses to Kyle Shanahan. But you said Saturday, you texted me, Steiner, you were watching Tulane, Oklahoma. On any level of football, college, high school, you said it. You give up six sacks, you give up a 97-yard touchdown, you have a fumble, an interception, and you go 2-10 on third down. You give up 7-12 to the other team on third. You have a block punt. You ain't winning jack. And that's what happened yesterday. Steiny, can I dare say I felt like the Niners got dominated?
Well, I mean, the only thing that kind of prevents you from saying that, if you said it, I don't necessarily think I'd really, really disagree with you, is the 49ers did throw for 300 yards, and they did have a 100-yard rusher. But they were never really competitive in that game until the very end when, they would have needed to recover an onside kick. But, you know, don't forget, too, they were 1-for-3 on fourth down.
Yes, they were.
Which is also something that gets you beat.
And they went on the fourth down early. Were you shocked at the timing of the fourth down that Kyle was so aggressive early?
Which one?
The one they got it on the first drive.
Oh, where they got the long pass to, I believe, was it Jennings on that play?
Yeah, you're correct. But I was just like, wow, like he's being a gunslinger. But other than that, Steiny, I didn't recognize the offensive line. I'm talking about everybody. Brindle, Trent Williams, the defensive line. That's where my focus is at today. And I know we'll cover it all. But Steiny, Bosa got two sacks. One was a scholarship. I don't know what Darnold was doing. But there's no way when I left you all Friday, I thought Sam Darnold could beat this San Francisco 49er team. And Steiny, he looked like the better quarterback yesterday.
He did. There's no doubt about it.
I'm shocked.
He absolutely did.
Yeah.
The one thing that happened yesterday is if you look at week one against the Jets, the 49ers ran the ball 37 times and they passed it 28. Yesterday, they passed it 36 and they ran it 25. Now, the question I have for 49er fans is that just what's going to happen if you get down 13-7 and then 20-7? You're going to have to throw it more. But it wasn't like they weren't gaining yards on the ground.
Yes. Mason averaged 5 yards a pop and
exactly.
only got 20 carries.
Exactly.
And you were telling the masses real quick here, Steiny, that Kyle liked to run more a little. So I don't know why they got away for it. And they were, with all that said, they were down 6 at halftime. But to me, the staple of this game and why Minnesota won it, they earned it. No Justin Jefferson on the last drive, and Minnesota went down there and got it. Just ran the ball down their throat, threw it. You know, Naylor made some big catches, and Darnold obviously with some big throws. But to give up 3 in that instance, Donnie, I thought, okay, the Niners are going to quit playing. They're going to stop them, get the ball, and score. Minnesota went down the field after Darnold threw that's what has me concerned.
Well,
the Niner defense.
Well, there were two times yesterday where the Niners defense just couldn't get a stop, and it was both when they needed it most. At the end of the first half, it's 10-7. Minnesota's got the ball after you finally get on the board, and they march up the field and kick a field goal in the last play of the first half.
Yeah.
And that's a field goal. So now they're up 13-7. Then you cut it to 20-14. You got to get a stop, and you can't get a stop. And on both those drives, Minnesota converts 3 third down plays.
Yeah, they do.
So right there to me is the game. The Vikings were 7 of 12 third down conversions, and the 49ers were 3 for 13 on third and fourth down conversions. So they just didn't. They didn't look very good yesterday. Obviously, Ayuk has got to figure something out with Brock Purdy. He only had 4 catches for 40-some yards.
Which you broke down, partner, is his average, 4.5.
Yeah, exactly. Debo Samuel looks like we're right about him. He's going to have a big year. Bosa had a couple of sacks. But really, you got to give the Minnesota Vikings a ton of credit. They handled the Niners, it felt like.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, about the 97 yards touchdown to Justin Jefferson, the audacity and gall of Minnesota to dial up that play and not fear the pass rush of the Niners. Darnold was in his own end zone, Steiny. Scooted up and let one go. And Brown and Odom, who got benched for a couple series later in the game, you just can't have that happen, and it looked like a video game watching them cops and robbers chasing after the great Justin Jefferson. But when it's all said and done, you know, we could say, and I have, the Niners dominated the Jets, but the Jets quietly were 6-10 on third down, and that was the theme to me yesterday. Minnesota 7-12, and on the season, 8 quarters, Donnie, teams are 13-22 against this vaunted defense. So we thought on third down, and I don't got to tell you guys, third down is a money down.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers get beat 23-17. Also, I mean, I haven't even mentioned this guy's name, but Christian McCaffrey is going to be out at least 3 more games. That'll mean he's going to miss the first 5 games of the year. And it's going to be Jordan Mason time, at least early in the year. He's looked good.
I wonder why 20 carries, man.
Maybe. I mean, if you look at it this way, you know, what do you have, 28 carries the first game, 20 the second? I'll bet you he's right up among the league leaders in attempts. But maybe Kyle could have used him a little bit more. Who knows? But when you get down, they played the whole game essentially from behind. And when you're playing from behind, chances are you tend to throw it a little bit more. So that's what happened yesterday. I thought that the Minnesota Vikings were just in control of that game from start to finish.
And then when you thought the Niners had a chance again when they got the touchdown in the fourth quarter to cut it to six, I was listening to Bonte and Shasky. Shasky was doing a little math gymnastics. He wanted Kyle to go for it, Stani, so you could get it within five. And if you give up three on the next possession, hold him to three, you'd be down eight. So you essentially could get the ball, score, and go for two and send it to overtime.
Wait, say this again?
So they scored the touchdown to cut it to 2014.
Okay,
so Shasky wanted them to go for two.
Oh, at that point
it would have been 20-15 had you done that. But the point is, in all that, the Niners defense would have had to come up with a stop. And for the whole day, they could. Sonny, this game should have been 27-7 going into the fourth quarter with the Aaron Jones, punch out fumble right at the 1 yard line. But just think about that. The Niners were lucky to have it that close and still couldn't muster up enough moxie on defense or pressure. And that's my concern. Where is that front? Leonard Floyd didn't record a tackle, Steiny.
888-957-9570. Niners fall to 1-1. They lose 23-17. Christian McCaffrey's going to be out another three games at least. The Vikings handle the 49ers. How you feeling, San Francisco fans,
man,
after this one? I don't know. Did you see it coming? Did you not see it coming? But we'll get into every aspect of it. If you want to jump in, you know the number, 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's nice to get a-
back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right.
Well, speaking of Jackson.
Kevin Harlan, courtesy of Fox Sports.
Rest in peace, Tito Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he passed away.
Hate to see it.
Yep.
That was Mitch Wishnowsky getting his punt blocked in the first quarter. Kind of set the tone for the game.
They held him to three, though, Steiny.
Oh, okay.
Niner D. And
what about it?
They held him to three after that block.
Okay. What about it?
That's a win.
Okay.
Yeah.
They held him to three. We can put that on their tombstone. They held him to three.
So what?
That's what I wanted to say,
Bob. All right.
49ers played from behind all game, and it kind of looked like it. 888-957-9570 is the number. There was one 49er who was absolutely spectacular, and that's Fred Warner. And he was asked after the game about what happened defensively with the 49ers.
Too many my bads, too many, man, I try to be better next time, and me included. Like, I'm thinking of the plays that I wanted back in this game. Like I said, we got to play more together as a team. We just got to do our job, play smarter football, and the rest will take care of itself because we are talented. We do play hard. We just got to play smarter.
I like that. Because that 97-yarder, Steiny, was a my bad by two cats. I mean, Odom got benched, basically. Mustafa came in for him. But, man, you give up that play and, the audacity of Minnesota to feel like they can block you up front to give Darnold that time. How good is Sam Darnold? He's probably sipping on a mimosa this morning. We talked about it. I thought it wasn't feasible. The revenge game from Sam Darnold, and he outplayed Brock Purdy and the Niners. Give him his flowers.
You mind if I take a cheap shot?
You do it with the best of them. Go ahead.
Can Ayuk make that play Jefferson made?
Well, maybe, you know what's funny about
maybe
that?
Maybe nobody can, but...
But what's funny is the Niners didn't go deep at all.
Well, he can't get deep like that.
But, Steiny, he can if you pay him $30
million. No, he can't.
You don't get the 30 to Steph Curry if you can't take the top off.
4.5.
They didn't send him deep. Well, right now, he's probably huffing and puffing.
4.5 catches per game.
But they paid him 30. Gurdy.
Right, and if you pay him 30, it doesn't mean he's going to be able to go deep all of a sudden and catch balls like that.
Well, I'll say this. He's no Justin Jefferson. How about that?
Well, I don't think anybody is. Like I said, it was a cheap shot. Let's go to Case in San Jose. Wants to talk about the Niners' loss. Case in San Jose.
Hello. Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What's going on?
Yeah. I think two things contributed to it. Not having CMC and just, like, not being conditioned because the AC was out and Kittle was on the sideline for a little bit getting the IV and a couple players are getting gas because it must have been hot in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it was No, I appreciate it.
Shout out Nelly. It was hot in here, but still, Johnny, the Vikings played in it.
Is that true that the air conditioner was out? Yeah. It's like the old Boston Garden.
I thought you were going San Antonio Spurs in the finals when they beat Bron when he was with the Heat. Remember, AC was off.
Yeah,
he was cramping up.
I don't remember that. But I don't know if that's the answer or not. But the 49ers didn't play very well.
But what about Brock, Steiny? He seemed
mediocre. He was very average.
And a lot of his throws, and he was hitting Debo over the middle. And I know you know the game, just the sports. Sometimes numbers lie. But when you look at when it's all said and done, Debo had 100. Your boy had 100 on the ground. Mason, I felt like I wanted to see him more, and I thought we would. And then Brock threw from 300. But you were a millisecond, a yard away from being down 20 going into the fourth quarter. So I think those numbers lie and make it look closer than it was. But Steiny, I don't know what to make of him. He threw a pick, fumbled the ball, just slipped out, and that wasn't wet conditions. Things happen, but I'm wondering, I was sitting up here fat mouth and they don't need McCaffrey. After that game yesterday, I'm like, man, they got three or four, or like Bonte said this morning, who knows how many more weeks without him. But Purdy didn't have his best game yesterday.
And neither did the offensive line.
Six sacks. Bam!
I'm saving my analysis of the three greedy guys.
But then wouldn't you be unfair putting it all at their doorstep? Because neither one of them were in the secondary.
Well,
the secondary was getting torched.
Let's take a look at the three greedy guys.
All right, let's
McCaffrey gets extended, doesn't play, hasn't played. Will miss the first five games. Ayuk gets paid, off to a slow start. Trent Williams, hell holds out. How's his start been? Mad Dog in San Mateo. Mad Dog, what's going on?
Hey, Steiny. Hey.
Yeah.
Talk to us, baby.
Okay, this is my take. And, you know, I'm an older fan, and I know a lot of the other fans. Everybody wants to Shanahan this and Shanahan that and everything. But I had a coach, too, told me, he goes, like, you're at the level where you got to get yourself ready to play. And I think, you know, maybe some of the players have been reading their own press clippings. You know, it's like when Jefferson was going in between the two safeties, and they're going like, is that the best receiver in the NFL? Come run right by me. And yeah, it was, because I don't think they were ready. Not everybody was ready. You know, if they were all ready like Fred Warner and they were playing sharp, I think a lot of things would have changed. I mean, the Vikings, they stacked that defense. That's like a street fight. You got to be ready to go. And then I think some of the players are going like, we're in Viking land now. And they did not expect the NFL to be that big, maybe. I don't know. I think it was on the players. I mean, not all of them. Like, that punk out block, too. You know, I mean, that guy was going like, nobody ever blocks a punt. You know, and he goes, oh, crap, that guy just went by me, you know?
Yeah, I mean, appreciate the call, Mad Dog. But, like, that's the thing. I mean, we can find some positives, but there are just too many things that happened. And you don't win games like that. And, you gave up six sacks.
Talk to me.
You committed two turnovers. You had a punt blocked. You could not get them off the field on third down.
Without their best weapon. The 20-14, it's right there. You get a stop and score, you win by one, Steiny. They faced three third downs, and Naylor and a guy, Powell, were guys that were catching the balls, gashing the Niners. That's what was so shocking to me. And now, you know, I got to bring up Sorensen, Steiny. This is his defense, but I didn't want to come in here. I know it's overreaction Monday, but I got to keep it real, because I'd be a phony and a fake to myself. Last week I came in saying after the Monday night game, this defense is dominant, so I got to slow my roll. But, man, that was not a good day for anybody outside of Fred Warner on the defense. And no Justin Jefferson, no pressure at all, I felt like, for Sam Darnold to have the day that he had. But to convert three third downs on the money drive to get the field goal to basically make it to put the game away, now, somebody's got to make plays. Somebody's got to be disruptive. And I don't have to tell you this. Bosa got two sacks, Steiny. One, it was you got it. I don't know what Darnold was doing. But pressures matter, too. And Hargrave, the rest of the gang, Floyd, I don't see them pressuring the quarterback. I mean, Rodgers, as bad as they were, 6-10 on third.
Yeah, let's talk to Kyle Shanahan about the third down conversions of the Vikings.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, they got us on third down. We had a couple opportunities to get off the field. Sam made a couple good throws, and they were good on third down all day. So we had our opportunities with those turnovers that they got, but he made some big plays, and it was tough after that.
Wow.
It was tough after that.
Yeah. Can I just give you the first – so you talk about you're on the road, you want to come out, and you want to get started, right? Steiny, the first series for the Niners, 3 plays, 7 yards, minute 35, punt. Next series, 4 plays, 30 yards, 2:36 off the clock, block punt. Get this. Next series, 15 plays, 88 yards, 9 minutes and 18 seconds, turnover on downs. You follow that up again with the drive to go, 6 plays, turnover on downs. You're not ready. And yet you still had it within 6 and you couldn't get a stop. Minnesota beat you in every aspect. Coaching, too. We hadn't mentioned Brian Flores yet.
They had a first and goal at the 4. In the first half there, they threw 3 out of 4 times. First and goal at the 4.
Man.
They ended up getting stopped on fourth down. They threw 3 out of 4 times. That's the kind of thing that I'm not – I just don't get.
Yeah, and that's one person only can answer that, right?
Yeah.
Kyle.
Richard in Milpitas. What's up, Richard? How you doing, man?
Okay. Yeah. I'm figuring out some things from just listening to you guys.
Okay.
I like your provocative comments. But
sometimes you just have to concentrate a little better and problem can be solved fairly easily.
Okay.
It's probably, I don't want to be arrogant. Yes, I think it could be fixed in a very short time.
Okay.
Just by watching a little bit of film for me or somebody like me to solve your problems.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Richard. And we're all going to try to focus a little more, concentrate a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because that often is the key to not only a good ball game, but it's a key to a good radio show. Focus, concentration. And who was lacking that today, Goo, or yesterday, rather?
I'd say the Niners' run defense. They gave up 6.1 yards a pop to Ty Chandler, Aaron Jones, and Sam Darnold, who skated 5 for 32, used his legs. I didn't recognize that team. And it's so funny in sports. This is why we love it. I'm going to shout out our boss. This game was his mattress game. And when you go into the mattress, that means you liquidate all assets. There's no way that the Niners are losing. And Steiny, this was Olivia Newton-John special from the Minnesota Vikings. And I can't get over how ineffective the Niners offense was. But that series you talked about in the first half, first and goal, and not passing it three times, I don't know what Kyle was thinking about there when Mason looked like Marshawn Lynch.
What's a mattress bet?
When you go and take your – some people keep money under the mattress.
Okay.
So when you go bet it all on a sure shot. And he thought the Niners were a sure shot.
Why?
I was right behind them.
Why?
Because they're the Niners. They went to the Super Bowl. They got Bosa. They got Debo. They got Ayuk. They got the $60 million man. Not so fast. Dude, he looked like Jimmy a little bit yesterday. Purdy wasn't why they lost, but there were a lot. I mean, the fumble, Sonny, I don't know how they called it a fumble. It looked like interception, but it just slipped out his hand. He wasn't good yesterday, and he got away with a couple throws.
Let's go to Vince in the city. What's up, Vince? How you doing? Vince in the city. What's up, Vince? How you doing?
Vinny. Hey, what's up, guys? Yesterday, man, I was pretty upset with the whole team, the whole game overall. I think they just came out, they were flat. But the first thing that kind of pissed me off was, I understand giving respect to the other team, but for Brock Purdy to go on tape and say to Brian Flores, your defensive scheme was crazy.
I didn't like that.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you give that to him on tape where it's the NFL, it's a copycat league? He was baited into all those throws. I felt like they had his number. They know that he likes to throw those layer throws and lead and anticipate the defense was a step ahead of him. We saw it in the Super Bowl last year, and now it's all on film. Teams are going to just game plan this way, and if we don't have a running game and he sticks to that, you know, he's supposed to hit this window, so I'm going to throw it there. If defensive coverages are set up for that, we're going to lose almost every game. The second thing, and it also pisses me off, I feel like since Jim Harbaugh was here, I'll never understand how you play safety in the NFL and you let a wide receiver go over the top of you. You do not let that happen. That's your main job. You're the safety valve. You're supposed to not let anybody get behind you. You let Jets go from the 2-yard line and run 97 yards down the middle or across the field untouched? Come on, dude. That's embarrassing.
He got caught peeking.
That was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
And both lines, too. Both lines played like crap. And they blitzed, I think they said it this morning on the roast, the Vikings blitzed like some 80% of the game. And not one screen pass play was called. Who's calling the plays? Kyle or the new OC? Because I remember it was supposed to be the new OC. And if that's the case, Kyle needs to go ahead and take back over.
Appreciate it, Vince. Not happy.
Did you hear the sound that he talked about and just the athlete or the fan in me?
Explain
when the game was over, you know how you come meet at midfield and you give the hugs? Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy caught up with Brian Flores and told him, and I didn't like none of this, your scheme is crazy, dude. And I'm like, Brock, even if you think that, you don't give that mental, you don't give that to him. Because now, just like the caller pointed out, hey, every game's on tape, right, Steiny? Copycat league. But I didn't like Brock basically bowing down and verbally saying what we saw, that the scheme is crazy.
Well, that's
I didn't like it.
Well, that's just showing your double standard.
Double standard.
double standard.
And that would be?
When Aaron Rodgers approached Fred Warner and said, you know, the league doesn't know about you, but we know you're the best linebacker in football. That's okay. He gives him credit. But when Purdy does it, now you have a problem with
that. Now, that was like you a bad boy. But the scheme telling the person that this test is difficult. And I'll say this. You talked about stats and how they lie. And I won't put this all at Brock Purdy's doorsteps, Donnie. But 300 yards, that wasn't 300 yards. Debo got deep, was killing him in the middle of field. But they just couldn't do it money time, man. Like, how does a Kyle Shanahan offense against a Minnesota Viking team that I think had a good win in week one, how are you 2-10 on third? So where's all the weapons we talk about? I was happy Kittle got in the end zone. They looked his way, but after that, it was just much of nothing. 7 points again in the first half, Donnie.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I sometimes think that because we watch the Niners and we're the Niners fans and we've seen them for out of the last 5 years be successful, that we just don't – sometimes we just don't think they're vulnerable. Sometimes we don't think they can lose a game like every team in the NFL can lose a game. Mm. Yeah, they went on the road. They got beat. Now they got to go play the Rams. We'll see what happens. Sparks in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
Sparks.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing, fellas?
Talk
doing
to
how
us.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Man, been a 49er fan since I was 5, 6 years old. I'm 44 now, so I've been living it. Last time we won the Super Bowl, I was 15 years old. Long story short, yesterday, like the caller said, I felt like the energy was flat. But also, I'm gonna start with the defensive side. Why is it that other defensive team, like defensive coordinators, can dial up a blitz against us on third and long, but it's like when we have them in third and long, we rush four, they blocking with six, and it always seems like that our D line is not doing anything, but they're blocking with more. And it started 2 years ago when we played the Titans on Thursday night. They started that trend, and a lot of times I think our coordinators think that our front can just win off talent alone. Mm. So dialing up the blitz more should be an emphasis. And also on offense, I just feel like since CMC is out and Ayuk is trying to find his way, we should bring up Terrence Marshall. He's 6'3", 6'4", running 4.39. Hasn't had a good quarterback since he came out of LSU. He was over there with Carolina for some years. Put him on the outside, Ayuk on the outside, let Debo insert Cowan in the slot, and hey, let's just see, you know, what's what. But I just really feel like the defensive coordinators, we know what it looked like, we know what it not looked like. So we 59% on third downs, man, we can't, it's going to be a long year.
Hey, I'll leave you with this one. I just paid Brandon Ayuk $30 million, gave him some guaranteed chicken, man. Ain't no way you can call and talk about another receiver. That's on Ayuk and Kyle and everybody in charge to get him up and running. Man.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, you know, like Houston, the Texans have Nico Collins, I think his name. He's 6'4", 220. We bring Marsh up. That's 4.39 speed, man. Like, you know. You know, so I just want to see from the defensive side more blitzes on third down, because our D line is not going to win rushing four when they are blocking with 5 and 6. It's just not going to happen.
Wow.
So, you know, hopefully we learn from it and we get the dub this week against the Rams, Lambs, whatever you want to call them.
Appreciate it, Sparks. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, 49er Frankie, with diehard Niner fan, was texting me, Stani, why are the Niners not blitzing when they're not getting home with four? And they rarely, Sorensen didn't do it. Now, I'm not going to say he was stubborn, but the bottom line is there was a lack of communication from the Niners secondary across the board. Minnesota came out in a lot of bunch formations, and the Niners the secondary guys were like, oh, you got Stani. No, you got him. And guys were wide open. So that was another shocking aspect of this. The defense, I thought, was the heart and soul of this team.
I mean, they had 4 sacks. Is that enough for you? It wasn't yesterday. I mean, it does seem like the 49ers feel like defensively they should be able to dominate without having to do anything intricate.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's what happened yesterday, is – They just played basic defense. They didn't try to blitz. And their guys just didn't play well enough on defense, especially. You know, Bosa had two sacks. But I'm hearing on the Xfinity Mobile text line, they're cosmetic.
Right, right. Well, one he got, but the other kind of, you know, I don't know what Darnold was doing. He ran back to him like a magnet. But the bottom line, Stoney, is I'm looking for pressures too, not just the sack numbers. And the Niners did not make one Sam Darnold uncomfortable yesterday. I just can't get over Sam Darnold in a revenge game. Came out of that game looking better than anybody in a Niner uniform, not named Fred Warner.
Well, here's Kyle Shanahan talking about Sam Darnold.
Didn't surprise me. We knew we were up for a challenge. Sam is a hell of a quarterback. He's got a lot of arm talent, and we also knew just scrambling-wise it was going to be a different challenge today, and he got us in a couple scrambles, too, that you know, he's done that his whole career. He's done it in college, and we knew we had a challenge.
Yeah.
There it is. See, this is like where, in a weird kind of way, Shanahan, you know he likes Sam Darnold, and you know he knows that Sam Darnold doesn't have the greatest reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So on a day like yesterday, at least Kyle Shanahan can say, yeah, he's a good quarterback.
That's how it goes.
You guys don't know anything who criticized him for his whole career, but he's a good quarterback.
But that was arguably one of his best games of his career.
Yeah.
Man, he did it all.
888-957-9570 is the number. Niners fall to 1-1 after losing to the Vikings 23-17 yesterday. We're going over it all. Fred Warner, one of the lone bright spots for the San Francisco 49ers. He was single-handedly kept them in that game. But the Minnesota Vikings, to my way of thinking, controlled that game. They were up all day long. The 49ers couldn't get it to a one-score game, and when they did, they allowed a field goal right away, and they put themselves in a position where
I got a
they needed a lot to go right to figure out a way to come back and win that game.
Now, no, nothing you said is wrong, but real quick here, Stoney, am I sounding like a broken record when all that happened and transpired came down to Minnesota with the ball 20-14 in the fourth quarter? No Justin Jefferson. Jones is hurt. And Minnesota proceeded to keep the ball for 10 minutes in the fourth quarter. Like, do you think that's just, hey, we had a bad Sunday? Or is that concern moving forward for you in regard to the Niner defense and their lack of physicality? 10-08.
They didn't play well. They didn't play well as a team. If you look at it, like, the defense only gave up 23 points. That can win you a lot of games, but not yesterday when you're turning the ball over like the 49ers did. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll take a lot of your calls on the other side. I see a bunch of people on hold. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.